This is The Adam Ritz Show, a public affairs talk show touching on community, health, foundations, and more. The Adam Ritz Show is underwritten by Vibonomics, an audio out-of-home advertising marketplace and audio experience company. Info at Vibonomics.com. And now, from the Vibonomics studios, please welcome your public affairs radio host, Adam Ritz.
Hey, everybody. Adam Ritz with The Adam Ritz Show. It's public affairs coast to coast. My co-host Jay Baker is on the phone with me. Hey, Jay, how's it going?
It is good to be alongside, Adam.
It is a good day. Hopefully you're doing well wherever you are listening. We want to say hello and send our love and prayers to our friends and family in the Florida Gulf Coast area with Hurricane Milton that just overtook the news this week. The coverage, did you watch any of that coverage?
I did. It's heartbreaking. And you know, Florida had been reeling from the fact that they had a major hurricane. Not so long ago, Hurricane Helene had slammed into Florida and deposited a historic amount of water over the United States. And then, unfortunately, Florida had to brace again for Milton.
My parents have a place on Pine Island, and Pine Island is not very touristy. There's no beach. It's not very touristy. It's just north of Sanibel and Captiva, which is very touristy. So it's in the area, what they refer to as Southwest Florida, in the Fort Myers Beach area. And you are correct. They were hit recently with Helene. And you'll remember, too, just a couple of years ago, in September of 2022, it was hit pretty hard with Hurricane Ian.
Yes.
And it is just no rest for the wicked as they just keep getting hammered and hammered with these high winds and, more importantly, the flooding. The storm surge and the flooding is just changing lives forever. And we just, your heart breaks for these people. Now, luckily, my parents, their house is okay. But the island is, at the taping of this broadcast, it is still closed. There's no one allowed back on their island, Pine Island, and I'm sure that's probably the same through this week with Captiva, Sanibel, Tampa, Clearwater, Sarasota, all those areas hit so hard. And one story in particular, Jay, I wanted to share with you, with Hurricane Helene, just a few weeks ago, there is a restaurant on Pine Island, and anybody listening that's spent any time on Pine Island, and it's funny, Jay, Pine Island's one of those places. Are you familiar with it at all?
Oh, yes.
You are?
Yeah,
okay,
I'm
you
familiar
are.
With that area,
It's not very well known, but every time, I'd say every eighth person I mentioned Pine Island to, every eighth person has an intimate knowledge of the island. Either they've spent time there or their family members live there or they've gone fishing there or they did an Airbnb there or something. So even though maybe seven out of eight people aren't that familiar with it, one out of eight knows exactly where it is and they've spent a lot of great time there. There's a restaurant on the northern end of Pine Island called Captain Khan's, and they're known for their pie and their fish baskets. And it is a staple with my family. Anytime we're in Pine Island for a holiday, holiday break, Christmas break, spring break, we go to Captain Khan's probably at least every other day. And after Helene, they sent out Facebook messages saying that they were going to close down, that they just couldn't maintain or manage, after Hurricane Ian, all of the work it took to get back in place and back in business, to have less than 2 years later Hurricane Helene come through and flood the restaurant again, they decided to just close down. And that was a heartbreaking post. And, you know, within my own family, we all went back and forth with a text message thread on how heartbroken we were and what great memories we had at Captain Khan's. Well, a few weeks later, someone came through with financing to reopen Captain Khan's. So, you know, there's light at the end of the tunnel. Everybody's in a great mood thinking about that coconut cream pie that you're going to get at Captain Khan's. And, Jay, I saw a picture today of Captain Khan's after Hurricane Milton, and it is, for all intents and purposes, it's gone.
So my goodness.
You know, that's just one little story of one little restaurant, how it touched my family. And there's got to be hundreds of those stories out there. So we send our thoughts and prayers to anybody connected to Southwest Florida.
Absolutely. Yeah, those are sad stories. And as you said, they're individual stories. One of the more dangerous aspects about Milton is that as Milton came ashore in Florida, it actually spawned a number of tornadoes on the eastern edge of the storm. And those tornadoes were indeed deadly for Florida. So you sometimes think of the traditional problems you might have with a hurricane, which would be water, wind, flooding, debris flying everywhere. But a tornado, you just don't expect that in the middle of it. And the National Weather Service has always said that because there are so many clouds in the sky, even with the best radar, it's difficult to detect tornadic activity. So, yeah, you just really feel for everyone.
I saw a couple of those tornadoes, and some of them were double. Weren't they double? I saw a double tornado.
Yes.
And it's just an unbelievable amount of weather, and it's kind of unfair that all that's being dumped on what seems like the same group of people. Over
Absolutely.
And over and over. And I know there's a put, I saw some people online talking about how they're moving and they don't care how much they sell for. They're done. They're done with Florida.
Right. Well, and as a homeowner, you do feel for them. Florida has had in the last 10 years, what you would call an insurance problem. Many homeowners have found that they have to have primary insurance and then they have to have additional coverage for storms and flooding. And that has made home ownership in Florida sometimes prohibitive for people who wanted to go down and enjoy Florida's weather and enjoy no state sales tax, et cetera. So sadly, when you have an incident like this, yes, you worry about the initial loss of life. That is heartbreaking and tragic. But then you have the very real situation. People are going to be priced out of the state of Florida just because of insurance.
Yeah. And, you know, good luck getting hurricane insurance, which after this may not exist. It may not exist.
Yeah. Here's something interesting. I know that, you know, there had been a large move afoot to move to electric vehicles. And, you know, we could debate the merits of that, plus or minus. But here's something interesting. Most electric vehicles do not respond well to being immersed in salt water.
Well, that makes
sense. So ironically, in Florida, there is a big problem with electric vehicles. And if you own one, the police and fire departments are saying you should just stay away from your vehicle, that's become another issue for first responders.
Well, Jay, I wanted to mention, if you are looking to help, you can always do so through the trusted website, redcross.org. And for a few of our listeners, they might even need some help. So if you're seeking assistance, you can go to redcross.org/shelter.
Oh, that's good to know. Yeah, because the shelter is going to be very important here over the next few days.
Well, what else
is happening
in your world?
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, once again, this is not happy news. We're sending out thoughts and prayers. But, you know, you and I have long been big fans of making sure that when something happens and you want to donate to help, that you are actually sending the money in the right direction. I think the Red Cross is certainly one of the great organizations. But I have stumbled on to another great charity watchdog website. You know, we always talked about Charity Navigator. Uh-huh. Well, there is also a company called CharityWatch.org. So think of Charity Watch, all one word, .org. They are billing themselves, and it's an impressive website, as America's most independent, assertive charity watchdog. So where they take it is not only to make sure you are giving to organizations that help, but they rate the effectiveness of those charities once they get the money.
How did you find these guys?
I found them through an article because as we were piecing together today's show, we knew about the tragedy of the twin hurricanes down in Florida. I thought to myself, you know, we really do want to touch base on making sure that you know, if you are inclined to give to help with the relief of Milton or Helene, that you give in a way that is effective and in a way that puts the money into the right hands.
And I would say just through our reporting on this show, covering scams and alerts through many charities or foundations or different causes and reasons to give money, you're going to want to do this and help out on a one-way communication basis. If somebody reaches out to you, if somebody calls you, if some entity text messages you, that is your first red flag that this could be a scam. And it probably is. So if you do, in the goodness of your heart, want to help these people that absolutely need all of our help, reach out. You reach out one way to the organization that you want to help. And now that Jay's mentioned CharityWatch.org, you've got another resource to be able to make sure that charitable arm you're reaching out for is a legit one.
Yeah, I'm pleased that there are organizations that sort of watch these charity groups. Here's a concern here in America. This is probably not unexpected, but this is the latest survey information on the American diets. We're not going to get the report card we thought on this, Adam. It's been proven that about 60% of Americans' daily caloric intake comes from ultra-processed foods.
Yeah, that's believable, and I'm probably I'm guilty.
Well, unfortunately, you know, we know that time is a constraint. You know, convenience is a constraint. We've talked on this show before about food deserts and how difficult it is sometimes to make sure that you got good food for your family. But yeah, this is the one that kind of hit home, the concern about 60% of this food that we take in as being ultra-processed food. The bad news about that is it does increase our risk for cancer, heart disease, and also type 2 diabetes. So that's the big concern there. And then the biggest concern out of this research study said that a lot of this will affect children's health. In fact, when it comes to children, because obviously convenience is king, and time-wise, we don't have much time in our busy work days and our family lives, that children are probably getting close to 70% of their caloric intake from these ultra-processed foods.
You know, I wanted to say something about the processed foods. This is something I can thank Melissa for this information. I have been, for the majority of my adult life, a restaurant goer. As a single dad, that's, you know, I'm not the biggest or best cook in the world. So, and time management is not on my side. So when I got home from work, kids got home from school, we'd go to the restaurant. We'd get to have dinner. So in the last 10 years or so with Melissa, we eat at home more often than not. And I don't mean more often than not. I mean, it's in a given week, I'd say maybe we go to a restaurant maybe once out of the entire 7-day week. So I have really flip-flopped my eating habits as far as eating at home.
And no, that's very positive.
One of the things she's sort of taught me is that you think you can eat healthy at a restaurant, and you can make some healthier choices, you know, staying away from the fried food and getting the grilled chicken, of course. But the food that the restaurant prepares is... It's processed. There's butter. They need to make this taste as good as possible so you'll come back and buy more. And the only way they can make it taste better is if they use stuff like tons of butter and other caloric items just to load on to what seemingly in your head is a healthy option. It's probably a lot healthier if you just made it at home. So. You get chicken and zucchini, you make it at home, it's going to be 10 times better for you than the same chicken and zucchini dish you get at a chain restaurant. So that's something I didn't know about, really. Didn't ever think about it. I just thought, hey, I'm eating healthy at the restaurant.
You're not the only one, yeah.
It's the healthy version of what you're ordering at a restaurant is mucho healthier if you made it yourself at home. And it'll save you money, too.
Well, absolutely. And for those that just heard chicken and zucchini and thought, well, that doesn't sound very awe-inspiring, let me assure you that your doctor will perhaps demand that you have chicken and zucchini if your health is not what it could be. So, yeah, I never want to be that guy that points fingers, because I'm with you. I have some favorite food items, I'm sure, that aren't on the good list. But yes, eating well, and especially for our kids, because our kids are depending on us as adults to give them good advice and lead them in a good direction.
And I, you know, I'm no saint. I have, you should have seen what I had for lunch today. It was it was a restaurant, Jay.
Sure.
We were celebrating at the radio station, and a bunch of us went out for tacos. And you know, you order, it's an a la carte menu. You order one taco, and next thing you know, you've got seven things coming your way.
It happens, and there's nothing more delicious than tacos. So yes, I'm with you.
The next thing you know, you're part of that 60% of American statistic you just put out there.
Here's a cool statistic: the Peanuts, the comic strip, that franchise is celebrating its 75th anniversary this year.
Charlie Brown is 75 years old.
Charlie doesn't look like it, but yes, he is. He has his AARP card.
You know, when you're bald like Charlie Brown, you never age. You look the same every year.
Yeah, absolutely. So thanks to Charlie and his receding hairline, this is great news. We have seen so many occasions where certain franchises get swallowed up by certain streaming services. The Peanuts holiday specials, famously for a while, could only be viewed if you had a subscription to a certain service. Well, Apple TV Plus is now sort of in charge of Charlie Brown's franchise, and they are continuing their holiday tradition of streaming these holiday specials for free. Now, it's obviously for a limited time, but they are going to be making It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown, a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, and a Charlie Brown Christmas. Those will be available to non-subscribers during the holiday season. It begins with the Halloween special for free on October 19th and 20th, and concludes with the Christmas special December 14th and 15th. They will have some more information. That is Apple TV on their website. But so fear not. If you and your family enjoy seeing Charlie Brown, you'll get to see him.
Yeah, the Great Pumpkin, the Thanksgiving special, Christmas special, those are some holiday staples with families across the country. And now they're so happy to hear that they, if they don't already have Apple TV, that they get to pay another $7.99 a month for some other streaming service.
Yes, it never fails. It's so odd, Adam. I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but these companies do this to make money. It's the oddest thing. It's almost like they're trying to run a business or something. I mean, what's going on?
Well, we've talked about this in the past, how when cutting the cord became a popular thing, you're going to get rid of your cable provider and just go either bunny ears and get the HD channels off the air and throw in a couple platforms like Netflix or Amazon Prime Video, you know,
right,
just a couple, and you're going to cut the cord and save money rather than spend hundreds on your cable bill. Well, now, just a few short years later, with your 18 digital broadcast platforms that you pay for on a monthly basis, you're paying way more than you used to pay for cable. And it's,
you're not kidding.
And you're just happily paying it. And you know, you've got so many platforms now, all these channels and apps that have you done this? You sit down at let's say 10 o'clock. You're like, let's watch a movie before we go to bed. We find a 2-hour
right.
movie. I'm going to bed at midnight. That's good enough. Get 6-7 hours of sleep. Get up in the morning. Have next day. We can start a movie. You start looking for a movie at 10 o'clock at night, and you've gone through 8 apps and haven't found anything, and now it's 11:25 p.m. And you're like,
it's so funny you said that, because you're absolutely correct. Everybody is nodding their head right now.
And you're like,
oh.
But you finally, you find a movie, But you're like, gosh, it's 11:25. We can't stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning now watching this movie. So you end up just watching reruns of Cheers.
You're not kidding. You just hit the nail on the head.
So here's our public affairs advice for our audience. If you want to have a movie night any given night and you want to start by 10, start looking for a movie by 5 p.m. And now
like
there's no pressure. You don't have to find something. You just might find. Ask a friend. Phone a friend. Text somebody. Hey, have you seen any good movies lately? Somebody told me about a great one the other week, and we would have never found it. And they were right. It was a great movie with Channing Tatum and Scarlett Johansson. It was called Fly Me to the Moon. It was about the moon landing in 1969.
That's right, yeah.
Great little rom-com. Friendly little movie, very entertaining, wasn't too deep, just the perfect kind of movie. And had we spent an hour and a half trying to find it, we wouldn't have watched it because it would have been too late.
Well, what would have happened? You would have spun around to it, then have some kind of incredibly long debate about Channing Tatum and his prowess as a movie star. No, I'm with you all the way. Hey, speaking of movie stars, here's another scam you want to kind of be on the lookout for. Brad Pitt himself actually spoke out after five people were arrested for posing as him and stealing from fans.
That is a big problem.
Yes.
I see that all the time on social media. A celebrity will post they'll post the imposter account and say, "This is not me." So do not send them money to try to win a backstage pass to my concert. That's happening
yes.
all the time.
How about this one? And you gotta hand it to Brad Pitt for coming out and saying something, because these people actually scammed two women out of close to $400,000 by posing online as Brad Pitt. Here's what's ironic. Brad Pitt has no official social media account. So he's yep. tried to stay out of it as much as possible, yet there are people that will take advantage of other people's trust and they fall for these scams. The fake Brad Pitt was actually wooing these women online, promising them romantic relationships. Now, I don't mean to be indelicate, because somebody did lose their money, but if Brad Pitt, now this is Brad Pitt for crying out loud. It's Brad Pitt. Did I say Brad Pitt?
You said it was Brad Pitt.
It's Brad Pitt saying that he wants to take you away to some island getaway. I'm thinking there should be an alarm bell in your head. I mean, I'm hoping that there is, and I'm not making fun of anything or anyone, but that's a stretch.
But you know,
can also see where there's that emotional tie.
If there's your first red flag, if Brad Pitt is contacting you, then it's probably not him.
No. There was a situation not too long ago, a media company where one of the guy's moms had fallen for a scam with a fake Liam Neeson, because once again, there's so many people that can do the Liam Neeson voice.
Mm-hmm.
And the scam was that Liam wanted to have a romantic relationship, but he was in a remote location and he needed gas for his helicopter. Now, once again, maybe just far-fetched enough, and you think to yourself, hey, if I help out fake Liam Neeson, I'm sure the relationship that fake Liam Neeson and I are going to have is going to be pretty sensational.
You know, there's also a hint of this happened recently where there was like a corporate scam alert keynote speaker was scammed out of like $25,000 in a similar manner. And when she did a TV interview to talk about how she got scammed out of this money, she admitted, she said, "I thought this might have been a scam, but I was willing to do it in the off chance that it wasn't." So if Liam Neeson or Brad Pitt is contacting you, promising you a life of luxury if you just send them $400,000 first, you might be saying, hey, this is probably fake, but what if it's real? That might be,
again,
it's worth the risk. So
once again, you hear a voice online. It sounds an awful lot like Liam giving you some important information for his banking account.
Yeah. Well, you just hit the nail on the head now with AI. If it's now you're going to get messages from people saying that it's them. Even outside of celebrity status, you'll get messages from people you know and love. Maybe your own kids in their voice saying, "Dad, help." And
yes,
I mean,
you got to be careful.
So just, oh my gosh, we've lived too long. We have lived too long.
Absolutely. Now, I do a dead on Sean Connery, but if a Sean Connery who has since passed away ask you for anything, do hang up.
You know, you should just, scam's not the word.
Imagine?
You should just call people and say, "Hey, this is Jay Baker. And from this point forward, I'm going to use my Sean Connery voice. And I'd like you to send me $100.
Please. I got a tailgate this weekend. My favorite team is playing.
That's not a scam if you're upfront and honest.
I'm upfront about it.
And then when you end the call, say, "Once again, this is Jay Baker speaking."
Thank you very much. Yes. So we poke fun a little bit, but yes, be aware of that. And then be aware, too, you may have friends or relatives that, despite common sense, might be inclined to participate in one of these scams. Now, here's something. This is not a scam. This is true. There's an actual job in our United States where your official name is U.S. Postmaster General. There's an actual Postmaster General. I do not think you need to participate in any military activities, but you do need to run the Postal Service.
And that, what you're telling me, that job's available? I can have that?
Well, it's currently held by a man by the name of Louis DeJoy. But here's why Louis is in the news this week. He announced that the price of a first-class stamp will stay the same to start the new year.
Yes! That's important because I just cleaned out my garage. I found a pack of Forever stamps that have to be at least 15 years old.
And that was the beauty of Forever stamps.
Yeah, and I tried one. I sent a letter to a friend of mine just to see if it would work, and it did work. So I did learn. This is a different subject. You're talking about the price of stamps. I'm talking about Forever stamps. They really are forever. They work forever. So if you find an old pack of Forever stamps, you're in luck. Do me a favor, though. Don't send your mortgage with the first stamp you buy. Go ahead and just get a birthday card for somebody. Make sure the first stamp works. And once they receive the birthday card, then go ahead and use it on your mortgage.
Absolutely. And most people, because of Forever stamps, there's no price listed, are largely unaware of what the actual postal rates are. In fact, pop quiz, what is the current cost of sending a first-class piece of mail in our country?
So that's my question to you. I was going to ask you how much a stamp is now. I buy them in a roll, and it's, I don't know, $19 for, I don't even know how many. I don't know, I don't know if it's 100 or 200 of them. So I'm just going to guess.
If only you could do math, your guess would be.
I thought it was like 45 cents. But if it's $19 for 100, then that's 19 cents, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and you might be off. Once again, we're confusing ourselves, which is not uncommon. You know that.
My final answer, $3.27.
Oh, I'm sorry. You just missed it. So you will be not going to the big prize showdown like you thought you might. The last time stamps got any kind of increase at all, they went from 68 cents to the current 73 cents.
Wow, I thought 45 cents was too high. Okay,
yeah.
But the good news is for 2025, we're staying at 75 cents.
I think the great news is that you can take a Forever stamp and write a letter to the most remote location in Alaska, and that stamp will send that letter right to it. Door-to-door service is still something that's kind of extraordinary.
And it will last forever, unlike this show, which is now over. Thank you, Jay Baker, for joining us. Good luck. You know what? I'm going to put my resume together because I'd like to be the U.S. Postmaster General someday. For our listeners, you can check out this show and any other show in podcast form on our website, adamritzshow.com.
The Adam Ritz Show is recorded live in studio at the Vibonomics Worldwide Headquarters. Learn more about the Vibonomics Audio Out-of-Home Marketplace at Vibonomics.com. For information on this broadcast, including past on-demand episodes, interview submissions, and syndication contacts, visit AdamRitzShow.com.